Now we have the story of a big dream from a small town. Soap Lake in central Washington is home to about 1,600 people, and its economy, it's seen better days. Now, a lot of small towns in that situation might respond by trying to lure a big box store or coming up with a snappy tourist slogan, but those ambitions, they're far too puny for Soap Lake. Instead, since the early 2000s, the town has been working toward creating something big and weird and really kind of beautiful. They want to build the world's largest lava lamp. So Sound Effects' Gabriel Spitzer got curious about this quixotic dream and met up with five enthusiastic city elders, Mayor Raymond Gravel, Don Long, Burr Beckwith, Andy Kovac, and his wife Nell Kovac, on a scraggly bluff above Soap Lake.
So they kind of gestured toward this empty space there amongst the brush and invited me to picture this 65-foot high lava lamp that would kind of tower up above the lake and would be the highest structure in the town for miles, except for the water towers. And this is an idea that they have been working on for a really long time.
Basically, it's an idea that won't die. There's a certain magic about this lamp. And so the lamp could be like the Space Needle is for Seattle.
They really do kind of see this as their meal ticket. You know, things have not been great in places like Soap Lake. So Andy Kovac, the architect, imagines this as like plunking down a little Eiffel Tower or a little Statue of Liberty right there in the middle of central Washington.
You know, these small towns are having a tough time everywhere. I've seen so many businesses come and go. People struggle. It's sad. If this happens, then we have a chance, a big chance.
When it happens.
Yeah. So as you can hear, these guys are thinking big. And you can really get the sense of that when you talk to Raymond Gravel. He's the mayor of Soap Lake. He's lived there for 10 years. And he actually moved to Soap Lake because of the lava lamp. Like, he and his wife were living in North Bend, and they were kind of looking to make a change. And then they sort of heard about this place, Soap Lake.
There was a motorcycle rally in Soap Lake. Oh, that's kind of interesting. What's Soap Lake? And then, of course, as soon as you Google that, you see the giant lava lamp. Oh, that's intriguing. And then the next thing you see is this mineral water. We just had to come over and say, hey, let's find out. And then we kept coming. And that's when we decided we were just going to sell everything, quit our corporate jobs, and start over in Soap Lake.
So the Gravels arrived, and then they met a guy named Brent Blake. And he is an important character in this story. He is the guy who came up with the whole idea for the lava lamp. He cooked this thing up. And Blake was an artsy type. He was a visionary. He was kind of a larger-than-life character, which raises the question, you know, was this whole idea cooked up in some kind of a drug haze? Well, they assure me that the answer is no, although the Drug Association has definitely kept a few scattered people in town from fully embracing the lava lamp idea. But no, they say this was all about art and creativity and really Brent Blake's free spirit, which Mayor Gravel says was very infectious.
Pretend I have a ponytail. It just went off a couple of months ago.
Oh, wait, you had a ponytail?
I had a ponytail, and I'd always had a clean corporate haircut until I moved to Soap Lake. I met Brent, was fascinated, recognized why he was called the Renaissance man, the visionary, and he had a ponytail. And I thought, well, if he can have a ponytail, I'm going to try one.
So Soap Lake is the place to go to get loose, it turns out. And a lot of it was because of this guy, Brent Blake, this charismatic, visionary person. So Blake, unfortunately, got leukemia and he died in 2013. But his dream definitely did not die with him.
One of the things that I promised was to do my very best with whatever abilities and powers as mayor that I had to get the lava lamp built.
Did you really make him a promise when toward the end of his life?
Yes. Yes.
That's some serious stuff.
It is. And I'm the kind of person that keeps my promises, and this group knows that. We all have the same promise.
The thing is, the original plan for the lava lamp was to make an actual 65-foot lava lamp. And if you've ever seen those things, you know that they're full of water and they have a heating element in the bottom and it heats up wax and the wax goes bloop, bloop, bloop and it kind of globbles up and down and makes this mesmerizing thing. But imagine a 65-foot high version of that. Think about how much water you would need. Think about how much wax you would need, like tons and tons of it, and how much energy you would need to heat it up. And so they started to kind of figure out what it would take to actually build one of these things. And here's Andy Kovac describing how Brent Blake sort of wrestled with that.
In the end, it simply wasn't, from a physics standpoint, it couldn't happen.
But why let a little thing like laws of physics stop you?
Not Brent.
So onward they went, and instead of abandoning this idea, they just dug in their heels, you know, they did not give up. And then some help arrived from an unlikely place. Basically, they got an offer for a free, pre-made, 32-ton, 50-foot-high lava lamp from Target, like the store Target. And what happened was that Target actually had one of these things that they had built in order to hang on a building in Times Square in New York as like a big advertising stunt thing. And they heard about Soap Lake's oddball dreams, and they decided to donate this 50-foot-high mechanical lava lamp.
They took it down, they disassembled it, they trucked it all the way at no cost, and it landed here. And it was a roadside attraction. I mean, it was pretty gaudy.
Pretty gaudy. In fact, the people discovered once it got there after they'd trucked it all the way across the country in pieces that they kind of didn't like it very much. It was not a real lava lamp, as we discussed. It was a mechanical thing that had these fiberglass globule thingies that sort of gave the vague impression of looking like the lava lamp. And then on top of that, it turned out it had to actually be mounted on the side of a building. It was built that way, and they didn't have a big building to stick it on. So they kind of scrapped the Target lava lamp idea. In fact, it's still sitting in some kind of sad warehouse in Soap Lake as we speak, gathering dust. But they came up with a new idea. And this came from the brain of Andy Kovac, this architect. And I'm going to try to describe it so you can imagine what it looks like. Imagine a big steel pole, 60 feet high or whatever, that has these cables, these guy wires coming off of it, kind of maypole style. And then you wrap that cone in a special metallic fabric.
Kind of like a teepee. And then we had two laser light projectors on the inside located up above that would project in the round 360 degrees anything we wanted to project on a computer. You know, the technology really is there. It's starting to catch up to the point that I'm afraid somebody else is going to do it before us.
The idea was that these projectors would project the gloopy globules of the lava lamp thing onto the sides and give the illusion of the lava lamp motion. And I've seen the renderings, the artist's renderings, and it does look really pretty cool. And Mayor Gravel assured me that even though it's a lava lamp, it's going to be classy.
The thing about this, it will be a piece of art. It won't be this big, clunky, garish metal thing out there. It'll be beautiful.
Yeah. How do you see it as being different from a novelty or a roadside attraction kind of thing?
Well, I mean, there's that element. You can't deny that. But like a pit full of rattlesnakes and stuff like is one thing. But if you have something like that, it is a work of art. It's a plus.
You could have a ready-made laser light show on this lava lamp thing. And in fact, there's a pretty famous laser light show that happens just up the river at Grand Coulee Dam, and they sort of thought that this could complement it. And then there were other things you could do, too. You could put ads on it, potentially. You could invite people to have their company picnic out there and put the corporate logo on the lava lamp. I mean, they are actually thinking practically about it in a way that makes you think maybe this is an actual doable civic project. So talking that way, it's hard not to get carried away by this whole sense of enthusiasm and this can-do spirit of this small town. But I learned as things went on that there is one small hitch, and here's how Andy Kovac explained it.
The company that owns the rights, we were working with their CEO, and he was all over this project. He was going to be here at the opening. He left. The new guy came in and said, I want nothing to do with this. And this is after we put so much effort into this project. It was pretty incredible. We really want them to work with us, and we're going to continue to pursue that. And so we're taking our time and trying to do that as positively and correctly as possible.
So, yeah, they don't really have the buy-in anymore from the company that makes lava lamps. And because of that, they haven't actually been able to raise money to do it. And so it's kind of stalled the whole thing out. And I did call the company Lifespan Products, which now holds the trademarks to lava lamps. And they promised to call me back with a statement and did not. There is a page on their website that talks all about their trademarks, because this has come up over and over again online because people Photoshop lava lamps into stuff and all kinds of stuff. And so they have this whole thing that says, hey, we're free spirits too, but trademarks are serious business. And if you don't safeguard your trademark, you can lose it. So hard to see where that's going to go. But, you know, I got to say, if the laws of physics can't stop this project, then maybe a little legal hang up won't be such a big deal either. Here's Mayor Gravel again.
When the lava lamp's built, it'll be the beginning of a new renaissance for Soap Lake. I've told people all along, we'll have to have special traffic control. There will be traffic jams all the way down to the highway. People are going to be as mesmerized by the giant lava lamp as they are by the one sitting in their living room.